No, well, all jokes aside, white people are the greatest. Smell like lemon juice and sunshine.
What? The Wolf Pack here. Me, Titanic Wang. Hard rocking guy, how are you?
Excitingly, just outstanding. Just outstanding. Like, I should be so proud right now. I don't know why. Just have a sense of pride.
And last but not least, Moonshiner.
Howdy, howdy.
Now, the Wolf Pack here has taken control of Trophy Whores for one particular reason. It was May 5th, not too long ago. May 5th was the end of a certain bet.
Is that right?
A ridiculous bet. A bet that should not even have been made. What fool in their right mind would have ever tried to bet against the Proven Gamer Wolf Pack?
A certain podcaster that I like to refer to as Icky Mick made a certain bet on episode 44 of Trophy Whores. Can anyone recall what that bet was?
What? Was that stupid Uncharted 3 is going to outsell Modern Warfare 3? But guys, only on the PS3 now.
What? What fool would make that?
It'd have to be someone that takes a ferry every day.
Well, so let's take a little set back to back in that faithful episode of episode 44.
Uncharted 3 will sell more than Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on the PS3 in sales.
Yes.
That is what I'm saying, and I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is.
I still don't know why he let me in on that, Titanic, when I hit him up on Twitter and he let me hop in on your action.
Did he have that much extra money?
I guess he's got money to burn up there in Staten Island. You know, I guess they got money trees.
Okay, gentlemen, let me ask you something real quick. There have been great robberies throughout humankind. That blatant, obvious robberies and like that. Did you happen to feel any guilt whatsoever of just taking advantage of this? I mean, basically, he could have just, like, slapped the money down on the table and just walked away.
It's essentially what he did. No, I didn't feel bad. I mean, sometimes when you make a statement that's so obviously flawed, you know, what you got coming, you deserve.
So,
I mean, there wasn't anything else you could do but just take that bet.
it was a free $20.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was like a couple more, you know.
That paid for 2 months of my music unlimited.
I'd have made it $1,000 if you'd have let me.
Yeah, a couple of more lap dances for me. That's about it.
Right, so, Moonshiner, can you tell me what are the final sales numbers? 6 months gross, as I believe he wanted to set on episode 44.
Well, he'll be happy to know that Uncharted 3 has sold a total of 4.21 million copies.
Oh, not too bad. What's Modern Warfare 3 up to?
Oh, well, just on the PlayStation 3, it is at 11.73 million. But if we're going to just rub it in a little bit, let's throw this number at him. The entire Uncharted series has sold 14.54 million copies. That's Uncharted 1 through 3 and including the 500,000 from Golden Abyss. Modern Warfare 3 alone has sold 27.61 copies, which means one game has almost doubled the sales of the Uncharted series. So if he wants to go Uncharted 4 versus Black Ops 2, I'm down. Hell, he could throw Uncharted 4. He could throw every Sony exclusive he wanted into there. I'll take the bet.
Well, Golden Abyss is his game of the year, so I'll take that bet. Golden Abyss against Black Ops 2?
they could sell Golden Abyss for $5 a pop, and it wouldn't catch Black Ops 2. Modern Warfare 3's finally gotten past Black Ops, and you know Black Ops 2 is going to pass Modern Warfare 3. They just keep setting the standard. But yeah, he won't learn. Just because he doesn't like first-person shooters, he pretends nobody in the world does.
All right, well, this concludes the Wolfpack interruption. Let you go on with your Trophy Horse program. Just make sure to listen to Reset Gamer and Gamer Introduced before Trophy Horse.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and leave Reset and Gamer Introduced both some 5-star reviews up in iTunes, would you?
There you go. This message has been brought to you by the Proven Gamer Wolfpack. We're now returning to your regularly scheduled show.
trophy hoarder show where you won't get bored. Honestly, I can't believe we made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Donny D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, we some bastards. Cool, we just being us, no fuss. He be back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd, we listen to the show. Yo, we still on top, and we came a long way. Long way. Well, kind of soda, let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trophy Horse Episode 69. I'm your host, Alex, and we have a full show here today. First off, as always, I want to introduce my man, Donnie. Donnie, what's up?
What's going on, Alex?
Not a whole hell of a lot, man. Anything new with you?
Oh, I'm super. Thanks for asking.
He missed episode last week's episode, but he wanted to make sure he came back for this episode, and I wonder why. What's up, Tricky?
Is this serious? This is the thing we do?
That's the thing he does.
We got to do it now because Alex said he wants to hear it every single week.
Did your MP3 player skip?
What's going on, everybody? It's good to be back.
Like, how something digital go skip?
I don't know.
I just really like it when you say skip. Can you say it forever?
Skip.
Yay! Sorry. Yeah, we totally missed you, Tricky.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I didn't know you were gone.
Yeah, last week I was supposed to be permanently replaced. I'm supposed to be coming back to fire somebody this week or something.
Yeah, Let me tell you about that. Alex was totally a dick, and I was like, knock it off, because Tricky's going to come back. And he's all like, I don't give a fuck. And I was like, look, this is serious. He's going to fire you. And he's like, what's he going to do? He's not coming back. It was awful. Yeah. But
I heard. Donnie told me all about it.
Nah, I was about to correct it. Don't say we missed you.
All right, well, as you can tell, our special guest from last week has decided to join us again. I guess she actually likes us. And Candace, thank you for throwing me under the bus once again.
Aww. Look, I'm just trying to help you and bring you towards the side of truth. And it'll set you free, I've heard.
Candace, I have a little bit of knowledge that's possibly going to boost your ego a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yes. You have been requested to come back on the show. And actually, we had a spike in downloads last week. We gained 50 extra listeners because you were on the show.
You think it's because of me?
That's what they told me.
Really?
They said
It's certainly not because of me or Donnie.
Hey, it's a mixture between me and her.
It's entirely possible that people just really wanted to hear his expose on Rain.
By the way, Donnie, we still haven't had that full report yet.
Yes, I'm still waiting for it myself.
Oh, well, last week it thundered like crazy and I didn't play it. I muted it out, but yeah, I screamed a little bit.
You screamed.
But did the freaks ever come out?
Yes, the freaks did come out and I'm pretty cool with them, so they ain't do nothing to me.
I gotta ask, Donnie, how do you get rid of a Detroit freak?
It's the balls that's the color of white. Like, toss it in the air and shout, scramble.
Are you talking about drugs?
No.
That's what I thought he was talking about.
I smell like lemon and sunshine. You can't talk about these things with me.
You take it how you want to take it.
We all smell like lemon and sunshine, apparently. You're not special.
Are you talking to me like that?
Don't you know your manners? Don't you know how to talk to a lady?
Very Shut up, Tricky. You are very
Well, I'm very glad that you guys have me back on the show. I appreciate it. And to the 50 people, hi.
Now, I got to derail the show for 1 minute.
Oh, goodness.
Of course.
Usually.
Yes, this is episode 69. So what kind of episode 69 would it be without an off-color joke?
Oh, good.
Tricky and your racism.
This is not racist, but here's the question.
Okay.
Does anybody know?
The question?
Yes. Does anybody know the speed limit of sex?
This is gonna be stupid, isn't it?
No, kind
of. Yeah, I think you can't go over 69.
No, it's 68 because at 69 you gotta turn around.
Joke.
Yeah. So, now that we've gotten the obligatory 69 joke out of the way, let's get into our updated trophy count. Tricky, where are you at?
I am level 69 with a trophy count of 69 and plat count of 69.
Dude, you're fired.
Thank you.
I have level 21, total trophy count of 3,834, and still 29 platinums.
All right, and puny. All right, Donnie's talking big over there because he's the leader in platinum still.
But
Donnie,
he ain't in the leader in trophy count or level.
All right, well, Donnie, beat back Tricky. Give his ego a little shove here. What's up with your trophies?
Level 20 trophy count is 2587, plat count is 46. Yes. Hoorah.
Sure about that, Donnie?
Well, I'm not sure on the trophies because I'm quite sure you did something to him. But, but the plat count is there.
Yeah, because you got, you got 200 less trophies than Alex, and you're two levels higher than him.
Yeah, you know, I knew you was gonna do it. Cause you know, I should have thought something was up when you brung up trophies way before the show even started.
Just change the two into a three.
Ah, dang it, you Tricky!
I took 1,000 trophies. I took 1,000 trophies off you.
Okay, what Tricky did? Add those on, divided by three, multiply that number by.
I'm not doing math for you, Donnie.
God, I'm out of here. If people keep talking math, I'm fucking done. What the hell kind of beautiful mind shit is this?
There is a seat in hell reserved for math. Move it on. I'm afraid I can't say it as good as you, Donnie. All right. So my trophy count is pretty much the same as it was last week. I had about 5 more trophies from The Walking Dead. Once I finish The Walking Dead, I've already bought the bundle. So once I finish The Walking Dead, I will add another platinum to that count. But right now, I'm still at 28 platinums. And next, we have Candace. And, you know, as Candace explained last week, she's not as into the trophies as us. But, you know, she still plays a lot of games. So, you know, hey, we will not judge Candace this week as we did last week.
My trophy count did go up, though.
What'd you get trophies in?
I was playing Monsters. And other games? Shit. Well, that's right. Okay, since last week, a bunch of games came out for the PlayStation Plus. And I played, like, all of them. So I got trophies in Awesome Nuts, Trying To, and Fuck.
Pickle Junk Monsters?
Yeah, I got that one, too. And Castlevania Symphony of the Night, I think I got one. I might have. But yeah, I got a few more trophies. So it's a few more on top of what I had last week.
There's trophies in that? That's the Castlevania game that's for the PlayStation
1. Symphony of the Night.
That's PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
Yes.
They put trophies on. No, they put trophies on the Station 1 game.
Let me see. I know they have them for the other ones.
I don't think they did. By the way, Candace.
Yes,
while
sir.
While you're searching that up. Your gamer score is 8950.
Your mom's 8950.
Yes, she is. Well, let's get off of moms for a minute because, you know, I had to get off of Donnie's last night.
You are
no, that's right. They have them
waiting.
They have them on Xbox Live. They do not have them for PSN. Okay, no, they have the updates. So yes, they do. So, there. But anyway. So I do have a few more than last week, but not by much. Nothing like impressive. I definitely don't have a platinum. Well, because Donnie was supposed to play with me, and he just fucking gave up the ghost. And
I am so sorry. I can't believe I missed playing with you.
If you play with me, I understand, but...
No.
Fine.
No.
Well, Candace, you said you've been playing The Walking Dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got good news for you.
What's that?
The Walking Dead, if you play the game to completion, you will have a platinum trophy. There are no out-of-the-way trophies. All the trophies are for playing the game.
Well, there you go. So I don't need you anymore, Donnie.
Don't say that. You're gonna have me cry.
I will definitely play out because I love The Walking Dead. So.
But don't say that.
No.
I'm a crier.
I don't even care. I hope you feel just as bad as when Snake had to walk through the microwave tunnel.
Oh, please don't bring that up. Yeah.
Oh
wow.
I was listening last week and I cringed.
Oh.
I can't cringe while I'm driving a garbage truck through the Holland Tunnel. That's just, I nearly wrecked the truck because I'm going, oh God, why you got to remind me of that?
All right, well, before we all have to console and hold Donnie, let's get into what we're playing this week. Candace, you talked a little bit about what you were playing. Is there any game that specifically stuck out to you that you really enjoyed out of all the PSN Plus games?
Well, like I said, I was really psyched that they came out with all three of those. I mean, I immediately dove into Awesome Nods and Trine 2, which is beautiful.
That game sucks.
Trine 2?
No, Awesome Nods.
Oh, Awesome Nods doesn't suck. I mean, if you know how to play games.
Awesome is not. It is not.
Did you ever play League of Legends?
No, ma'am.
Well, then you have no fucking idea what you're talking about. But it's cool.
Wow.
Just kidding. I'm not kidding. But no, I'm kidding.
See, this is the fire you play with when you bring Candace onto a podcast.
And I'm loving every minute of it, let me tell you.
But okay, so I played those games, the normal PlayStation Plus stuff. You know, I played a little bit of Castlevania. But then yesterday, I was totally psyched to see that they put out the Pixel Junk games for $1. And I love those games. But when I moved on to my new... username, I didn't get to bring all my other stuff over. So this was a chance that I could like go ahead and grab all that stuff I used to have and put it on there. And then I started playing Monsters again, and then I was playing Eden. And so, yeah, that's what I've been stuck on. In fact, when this is all over, I'm going to go right back into that.
See, the weird – I like a lot of the Pixel Junk games. The weird thing with Eden for me is that game toes the line between frustrating, like really – like you're worried about making the time limit and getting all the like – what are they called?
Whoosits.
Yeah, the Whoosits, the glowing Whoosits, I can't remember what they're called, but it walks the line between kind of like frustration where you feel like you need to hurry up, but also mm-hmm. it's really relaxing because of the music and just the ambiance of the entire game. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those weird games, but out of all the Pixel Junk games, my favorites have always been the shooter games. They're more action oriented. And I really enjoyed – I actually was surprisingly happy with the multiplayer they had in Pixel Junk 2 or 2. So I've always been happy with those games. But.
Yeah, I didn't have Shooter before. And then because of this sale that they've got going on, I grabbed it last night too. So I'm going to try it out later.
Yeah, Monsters is – that's a game – I played the demo, but I've never really been that big into tower defense games with the exception of Plants vs. Zombies. So – I bought it last night. You know, it's $1, so what the hell. So I'll try to get into that some. And you know,
cheap.
Don't you like your cheap games, Donnie?
No, I like them free.
You'd be a fool to not like pick up on those games while they're that cheap, though. They're really very good, and generally they're not priced that low. So
yeah,
it was one of those things. It was kind of like a no brainer,
like,
you know?
90% off deal.
Yeah.
I don't like Pixel Junk. None of this stuff.
Well, I mean, like, you can get all of their games, like, right now on PSN for, like, I think it's under $15, which is insane.
Whoa. Well, Alex, yeah, I understand. Donnie, when did you start hating fun?
Wow.
No.
Painful.
How long have you been working for Al-Qaeda, Donnie?
Wow.
First of all, I am not allowed to relieve that information to you.
I guess we know who's commissioned him to do the Rain Report last week.
Mm-hmm. No, I just know it's only one pencil. I think it's that racing one that's somewhat enjoyable to me, but I still wouldn't buy it. Oh, okay, that's what it's called. I don't know, but I don't really care for the pencil games.
The pencil games?
Petzl.
Let me ask you a question, Donnie. Have you ever played any of them?
Yeah, the racing one. And I played that one where it's like you were a nucleus shooting out little nucleus eggs.
Are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
Are you talking about Eden?
That's no, right.
It's another one. Oh, my God.
Donnie the scientist is the best. Look, nucleus eggs. Little nucleus eggs.
You know, Donnie, I'm not sure that you're talking about a Pixel Junk game.
Isn't it Pixel Shooter or something? Like
do you
that?
Mean Flow?
You know,
because that's not even Pixel Junk.
You know, it might have been that, but what's Pixel Shooter? Pixel Shooter like
shooter,
a...
Shooter, you shooter. It's a little a ship that you rescue people in these little caverns, and like you have it like... rockets and like stuff like that, but you also have this sort of retractable cord that you reach out and grab people.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Pixel creators. That it wasn't.
Why do you keep saying that?
Pixel.
I'm sorry, Pixel creators.
What is Pixel creators, Donnie? You're just making shit up now.
What isn't that the name of it? It's not Pixel.
Pixel junk.
Junk.
Pixel junk.
Okay, I'm not putting the junk with Pixel. My bad. I'm sorry.
It was cute because it sounded like you were saying Pixel and pretzel, and I'm like, what is he talking
and,
about?
And pencil.
And pencil. Yeah, I thought pencil was in there too.
I think he was talking about Eden when he was talking about the nucleus.
What was it? Yeah, he sounded like the world's worst scientist.
The nucleus shooting out of the other nucleus.
All right. Well, Donnie, now that we've given you a good ribbing, what have you been playing?
Oh, I'm still playing that deer hunting game. I am an excellent shot. Yes, excellent shot. It's not one animal, one mammal that can escape my bullets. But and also,
were you able to vanquish all of the deer?
I vanquished all the deer, but sadly, I couldn't vanquish.
What challenge are you on now, Donnie? I got to ask.
I'm on challenge 6. And it's like every week I get past one challenge. It's like it takes me a week for one challenge. And I'm so mad. I made it to the last round in 6 and got out it like 20 minutes into it. And yeah, that's how long it takes.
All right. We are on week 8 of the non-vanquished platinum there, Donnie.
Just all right, now Donnie, I gotta say this. If you actually do get the platinum and vanquish, I will have to do some special shout out for you, like in please. Some other random podcast or something. Like,
oh, please do so, because I do plan on by next week. I do plan on it, because like I said, it takes me about a week to get past each round. So by this time next week, yes, I'm saying it again. Hopefully, I shall have the plat. And Tricky, you can get these. Nuts in your face.
Oh my God. Scandalous. Don't put your nuts in Tricky's face.
Oh, he deserved it this time.
Don't
talking
do
about
it.
Me.
Talk about you. You're the one that said, by the time you hear this, I'm going to have the platinum.
When I get that platinum, man, it's going to be worth this, all your kid games.
This is also the same guy that goes, I don't use a strategy guide to find all the treasures in Uncharted.
Oh my God, are we going back to that? And this is the same guy.
Why are you covering up old shit?
Exactly. And this is the same guy who came up and admitted his thing, his comment, like a real man supposed to do when he admit to something wrong. I admit it once again to the listeners. I did not use strategy guide for Uncharted 1 and 2. And yes, I came back and said I used the strategy guide for 3, but only for the trophy. I mean, the treasures.
Don, I'm gonna defend Donnie on the vanquish thing. Tricky. You kind of called out Donnie there. The thing about vanquishes, like the game itself, isn't that hard. And then you get to the tactical challenges, and it's just a completely another world of hard. So I can see how when Donnie made the comment, he hadn't started the challenge yet, or he just started. So I can see how he would think that he would have the platinum soon enough.
No, I'm only giving Donnie shit because Donnie likes to put his foot in his mouth. That's why.
Yeah, but you got to be careful because apparently he wants to put his nuts on yours.
You know, between me being a dick and Donnie putting his nuts on Tricky's face, Candace, you might have to find somebody to replace us. Both of us. It's going to be the Tricky and Candace hour every week.
I'm going to need this fucking exit stage left really soon here.
Candace, do you want a permanent seat on Trophy Horse? I'll fire the two both right now. We'll finish the show that way.
You know what? Let's do this.
All right. Alex, Donnie, fired.
Don't send the audio to my way. I guarantee the edit going to be something wicked.
It's just going to be Tricky going, Dixon, 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 Dixon.
It's going to be an hour-long echo of Donnie having me go, dick.
All right, well, Tricky, when you manage to wipe Donnie's nuts off your mouth, what is that like?
Damn, Alex.
I can't be mad at Alex, because at least he's keeping to the theme of 69 this week.
At least Donnie's good at sharing. All right, Tricky, what have you been playing?
I am sad to say I have not played a game all week. Not one.
Don't be
you
sad.
Know what? Hey, dude, sometimes life gets in the way. The only thing that I've played this week is The Walking Dead, Episode 1. And, you know, most people seem to play that in one sitting. It's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I spaced it out over like 4 days.
I bought The Walking Dead. This is not a spoiler, so don't know me, call and write in the email or whatever. I got to the part where you saved the little girl, and I stopped playing because I lost interest.
Really?
I just couldn't do it. Oh, actually, excuse me. I got outside, and where the two gentlemen were pushing the car.
Gentlemen, uh-huh.
What's wrong with saying gentlemen?
It was just so cute.
Well, I don't. Like,
we've had 69 jokes and Donnie's nuts in your face, and you want to talk about gentlemen?
In my face?
No, in Tricky's face.
Well, I think I would have remembered that.
I can't.
Me too.
I can't insult the guys because I don't know them. I didn't talk to them, so I don't know if they're assholes or not. So I have to show them proper respect and say they're gentlemen.
That's what it comes down to. Uh huh. So you stopped playing at that point?
I turned it off right at that point.
That's like 10 minutes in. Yeah. You don't think you should... Well, since there's a platinum involved and it's relatively easy, we know you're going to go back to it, right, Tricky?
Well, I'm definitely going to go back to it because I bought all 5 episodes right off the start.
And you're not going back to it no time soon. Ammo not in it.
The one thing I will say that's interesting
about
that...
Say Elmo's not in it? I'm sorry, Alex.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, a reference towards your childish games.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, that was just my old caller. Yeah, I'm sorry, Alex. Your question.
One of the things that was really interesting about that game is they had a report on the PlayStation blog that said the top downloads for last month, and The Walking Dead, the entire bundle beat out Episode 1. So basically, more people are buying the bundle than just see Episode 1. Now, you get a discount if you buy the entire bundle, but I think it's interesting to see that people are just going ahead and say, okay, we've heard really good things. We've maybe played the demo, and we're just going to leap for the whole thing.
Well, I think that's more or less the lines because Telltale has a good reputation in making these games. And, you know, The Walking Dead is like the craze right now. Everybody loves the show. Everybody's intrigued to play the game. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad game in any way, shape, or form. I beat all the Back to the Future games. Then I got the disc and played it again just to get the platinum. I went through the Tales of Monkey Island. I went through the Tales of Monkey Island 2. I got the Revenge of LeChuck. I've played 4 or 5 point-and-click games in the last 2 months. It's just, I guess I'm just out of the point-and-click feeling.
Or maybe
right
you
now.
Have a problem.
Why do I have a problem?
That's a lot of those games to play in a span of 2 months.
Well, the thing is,
do we need to intervene?
Well, the thing is you can get the trophies really easy because they're all point and click. You just go onto a certain website and they have like a walkthrough and it tells you click this, click that, and you go through all the episodes in like 2 hours.
Did you call that number I gave you to call, man, for your problem?
Listen, just because I'm a trophy whore does not mean anything else.
No, you're just a whore.
Wow.
Hello, my name is Tricky, and I have a problem. I play video games a lot. And just recently, someone's nuts was in my face.
I don't know. Donnie, I've been on the show for, what, 2 episodes now? And I've only heard you're shooting mammals. You're shooting deer. It doesn't sound like you're playing a whole lot of fucking anything.
Well, because I'm not. That Vanquish got me. And I'm not giving it up until I beat it because I'm not a quitter.
Really? Because you haven't played it in, like, 2 episodes.
have.
You're like, yeah, totally going to get around to it. Totally. I'm going to go shoot some deer, guys.
I have played it. I played it on last week. I said I was on. Did I say it? Yeah, I think I was on mission.
You don't even remember.
4. And this week I'm on mission 5. No, I was on mission 5 last week. Now I'm on mission 6. Yeah. You got
it's
me.
All right, too. Donnie. You don't got to lie to kick it. It's fine.
You're right.
All right. Well, I think it's time.
You ain't got to lie, Donnie. You ain't got to lie.
You ain't got to lie. My sister, baby cousin said to see you at the
movie. Yay! He got it.
All right. Well, I think it's time that we move into our topics for the show. Well, first up, we got the PlayStation Vita. Sales of the PlayStation Vita in Japan haven't been that great. It's been being outsold by the 3DS, rehandling, I think, even some weeks by the PSP, the original PSP. And Sony may be looking to trying to bolster the sales for the Vita. And what they're going to do soon is they're going to release a crystal white PSP Vita or PS Vita to try and usually when you see a company release different colored consoles, it's usually later in the lifespan and they're trying to boost sales. I'm just curious what you all think of this. Is it maybe there's a lot of people talking about there's just not enough games to play for the Vita that people really don't see a reason to buy it. Tricky, I know that you're the biggest Vita fan here. Negative. What are your thoughts on this?
I am anti-Vita.
You're anti-Vita. What happened?
It will not let me sign on to the PlayStation Network anymore.
That's it?
But you have too many friends.
Honestly, it's really gotten me very frustrated, and I haven't played my Vita in a week.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't turned it on. No, that's a lie. I did turn it on, but I didn't play anything. I can't.
You just wanted to look at it?
Well, I turned it on to see if there was a system update that maybe would fix the problem.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't do the party chat, I can't go on to my messages, I can't use Netflix, I can't use Music Unlimited, because they all require me to sign into the PlayStation Network.
Is that like driving by your ex-girlfriend's house just to see if she's home?
Say what?
You're just like, I just want to see if maybe... No, you still don't work. No, it's fine, baby. I'm going to shut you off now. It's fine. I don't even care.
Well, the first week I had her, she slept in the bed with me every night. But now,
Are we talking about the console or your ex-girlfriend?
Well, you know what? Let's not get awkward with this.
Let's say the console.
Well, I personally, I don't have a Vita. I wanted one, but I couldn't justify spending that kind of money on something when I already have a PSP. Yeah, so I couldn't really justify that kind of money when I already have something that I barely play with, And however, when they mentioned the white one, I was like, oh, you know what? I might want one now. Because I'm a girl.
I got a serious question. Do colors really dictate whether or not you buy a system?
Do colors dictate if you think a car is pretty?
No. Yeah.
Like,
no.
If I saw a shitty colored car, I wouldn't like it. But if I saw that same model car in a nicer color, I would give it a second look over. So, yeah, I think it's like what it does. I mean, take, for example, the PS3 that came out that was Metal Gear Solid themed. The PSP that came out that was Peace Walker themed. I didn't give a motherfuck about another PSP, but the second I saw that thing, I was like, I need that. I just need it.
That's different.
Is it?
Yes, because that's based on a game. That's a limited edition model. You're talking about just going from black to white.
This is a fucking case.
No, this is the same thing.
It's the same concept. It's pretty. It needs to be mine. But we'll have. I don't even care. It's pretty. I need to have it.
No, I mean, like you need to call that number I gave Tricky.
Well.
No, but I mean, I think Candace is right. It's people seem to react very favorably to these new colors. Most people say that, hey, why don't you have these from the start? But clearly, it's because, well, hey, if you're a company, you release a new color, and if people will buy more of it. Some people I've seen have bought just another console just because of the color to supplement the console they already have. So people obviously react to these console colors.
Well, look, I own the Metal Gear Solid PS3. It's still in the box, still in the original. I never even opened the box.
You motherfucker. Why do you got to talk about this right now?
Seriously, Tricky.
I bought it just because it was Metal Gear Solid, and it's the Japanese imported one, too.
Oh, you fuck.
Stop
it.
Candace, if you want one, there's a store where three blocks from where I work. They have one on sale for $1,200 right now.
Fuck you. If I'm not going to put that kind of money towards a Vita, I'm not going to be all like, ooh, can I have a Japanese console?
For $1,200? Yeah, what did it start at, Tricky?
On sale.
On sale. It normally goes for $1,900.
And what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that Candace take the Greyhound bus to New York?
No.
And show up to that shop and
no, spend PayPal me the money and I'll package it up.
Send me money. Send me $1,000 and I'll get you that console. Wink, wink.
Look, you PayPal him the money and you won't see Trophy Horse ever again. Hear it ever again.
I'm rich, bitch.
Listen, here, just.
It's that Oprah money now.
Listen, you want to know what else is in that shop that I bought and you got to say that I'm absolutely crazy for doing it? Does anybody.
Dreamcast.
No, they have an Atari 2600 still in its original plastic in there. But I've been looking for a game for the longest time because it came on the demo disc, I think, for the original PlayStation. It might have been the PlayStation 2, but it was the original PlayStation. It was the original, on the demo disc, there was a game called IQ, Intelligence Cube.
I remember that.
I've been searching for that game nonstop for years. I finally found it in the shop. Used copy. Guess how much they wanted for it?
$250.
That's a little high. $140.
Suikoden 2. You cannot find a copy of Suikoden 2 for under $300.
I bought the game, a used PS1 game, for $140.
You don't have a very high IQ, then.
Don, if you've never played this game, you do not know.
Yeah, I played the game before. I'm not about to pay that much to watch some bunch of blocks flip around.
I don't know. I almost paid $300 for Suikoden 2. So I understand. I get it. I didn't.
Like, once again,
moron. But
once again, both of you call that number.
No, listen. If you're a real fan of a game, you don't mind spending that kind of money for it.
Yeah. I'm a huge like I said. Everybody know I'm a huge Metal Gear fan. I am not about to pay that much for Metal Gear, even though I'm a huge fan. Even if I had the bread, no.
They did have a signed console from Hideo Kojima in there, and that one sold before I got to it.
How much would you be willing to pay for that, Tricky?
I would have paid over $2,000 for it.
I'm gonna need a minute.
Man, I would have accepted his nuts on my face for that.
Right.
Man, Donnie, you better be
lying, Donnie.
Donnie, you better be careful what you say. Tricky can hold you to that.
Are we talking about Tricky or Hideo?
Hey, I'm sure Donnie would be willing to take Hideo's nuts on his face.
No, I was speaking for behalf of Tricky.
Don't speak on behalf of me.
You're the one paying dang old $1,500 for a dang old Metal Gear PSP.
No, when I got mine, it was only $800.
Damn.
Still, call the number, man, seriously.
You're telling me that you, for that console, you wouldn't pay...
Dude, no. I wouldn't even pay this. For the Station 3 when it first came out, and it was $800. First of all, going back to this subject of the PSP when this color and how yours just broke down.
Go ahead.
I like to thank people like you for basically buying the beta copy of this, because it's always the first batch that breaks down anyway. Thanks for testing it out, Tricky.
Nothing's broke. It's just for some reason won't connect to the PlayStation Network.
Exactly. It's going. That's that things
really
like that
important
happen.
Thing it needs.
Yeah. Things like that happen when you buy the first batch.
But it's not a console floor. It's a network floor.
But it doesn't make a difference. It always something always tweets out in the first batch. Always, whether it be minor or major, something always tweets out in the first batch. It's like this. It's like the third or fourth batch where it's pretty much that perfect system almost.
Okay.
Kind of like how the iPhone was.
Dead silence.
I don't have an iPhone.
I don't either.
Neither do I.
Guys, I don't have an iPhone, but even I knew that. Fuck.
We don't talk about Apple products on this show.
I hate you guys.
Gosh, Kenny, I hate you.
I've already established that we will pay insane amounts of money for, or at least some of us will pay insane amounts of money for old games and for special PlayStation 3s. But would you guys be willing to pay money for a special 360 subscription plan? Now, I know this is a PS3 podcast, but it kind of bleeds into a question about the PlayStation 3. Microsoft this week announced that they would be setting up at their Microsoft stores a test pilot program where you could buy a 4 gigabyte 360 and a Kinect for $99, but you would be locked into a 2-year contract for $15 a month, and in the end you would end up paying more over the 2 years than if you had just bought the 360 up front for say $300 and then bought a couple years of gold membership. Am I the only person that this sounds just crazy?
This is sounding like Microsoft turned into a cell phone company.
That was a lot of math, and I didn't follow any of it.
That sounds very retarded.
Basically, Microsoft is going to give us a cheaper console, but we have to pay more over the course for the initial savings.
Yeah, they don't want to sell the console for really cheap and then not get paid. They want to make sure that they get their money in the end.
That's for that dumb Rent-A-Center crowd, I guess.
No, did you check this out right here? They got a rundown of the list of what the consoles cost. And, you know, Station 3 always been the most expensive. But, you know, when you add this whole plan together, where when you add the plan together itself, it comes up to the 360. And
it comes up to more.
More than that,
but I'm just saying, still, just that alone, it's more than the actual Station 3 console alone.
If you go with this deal, you're going to wind up spending $360 over 2 years for the system.
And that's if you, yeah, and also there's a cancellation fee should you decide even 16 months out, you don't want it anymore.
Yeah, should you realize you're an idiot.
And on the 17th month, that fee to cancel is still like $100. It doesn't even go under $100 until after 16 months of doing this.
Yeah, this all sounds like extortion to me.
Well, the thing that I saw pop up after this in some comments is that basically people were wondering if Sony would react to this. And the thing about this program is it's a test pilot program only in Microsoft stores, so it's not going nationwide yet. And Microsoft might not even take it nationwide. Depends on, I guess, what the reaction is. But personally, I don't think that Sony has anything to worry about here. Does anyone see any reason for Sony to kind of say, oh, well, we need to do something now. We need to
create our own. Sony not do anything to counteract this, because Sony already are in a hole.
Yeah.
As far as for the consumer side, not just their personal problems. They are already full of crap.
Sony can't really afford to be giving anything away piecemeal, you know?
Well, and I mean, for the price, like when you look at the PlayStation 3, $250 is a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think they need to do anything. It's just, I look at this plan by Microsoft, and I just kind of say, you know what? I understand what you're trying to do. It's just, no thanks, no part of that.
I don't understand either. I don't understand what they're trying to do.
If you can't afford to spend $300 on a console up front, they're saying, okay, you can pay us $99. And then say you live maybe, you know, paycheck to paycheck, or each paycheck really matters to how much you can spend. They say, okay, well, you can spend a little up front and then a little every month instead of all at once.
Oh, so it's a layaway plan at home.
Yeah, they want to get consoles. They want to get more consoles in people's houses. It makes sense, you know, on there for them. But monetarily, it's ludicrous.
I look at this as more as they're trying to get people on Xbox Live. They're trying to lock people into Xbox Live. Because, in all honesty, and this is going to sound very fanboyish, and personally right now I don't care. The fact of the matter is people are starting to wise up to the fact that paying for Xbox Live is really not worth it other than talking to your friends. People are starting to realize that you can play on your system and talk on Skype over the mm-hmm. – I mean, nobody – what are you really paying for the $50 or $60 it is a year for Xbox Live? What are you gaining out of it? I mean, you have to pay $60 a year to use Netflix on your system. You have to use ESPN, to use HBO. You have to subscribe to Xbox Live to use all the stuff you can get for free on the PlayStation.
Okay, hold on. Right. I know y'all answered this question before, but you know I don't keep up with Xbox stuff. Now, aren't you paying that subscription? You can't even go into the store in Xbox unless you have that membership, right?
No, Donnie, you can go into the store and buy stuff without being a gold membership.
Yeah. All right. We'll just throw out what I was about to say then.
Well, say what you were about to say then.
No, I was about to say that's some bull crap. I got to pay you to buy stuff.
Well, I mean, that's why a lot of people, when game companies started doing the online passes, people were complaining. I'm already paying $60 a year to play online. Now we're going to pay you another $10 per game that I get. I mean, that argument can go back and forth because you can say, well, just buy a new game and you don't run into that problem.
Not about to go down that road again. Yeah. Not tonight.
But the fact of the matter is, as I was saying, I said, people are starting to wise up to the fact. I mean, to me, the number of sales of console sales between Xbox and Sony has showed that more people are PS3 gamers, that the only real reason the Xbox is still in the lead is because they had a year gain on the on the PlayStation 3. And now the Sony's catching up. I mean, it was shown that when the Xbox launched, you took a launched Xbox and you took a launched PS3, the Xbox was cheaper, but by the time you paid for all the accessories to match what the PS3 was, you were paying more money, and you still didn't have a Blu-ray player. So, I mean, it's a proven fact that people were buying PS3s at launch because it was the cheapest Blu-ray player on the market.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, before we get too far into this, our next topic actually is another one that is another 360 PS3 kind of topic. This might be the most we've talked about the 360 here on Trophy Horse, at least that I can remember. But basically, comments were made by that game company co-founder Genova Chen that basically said that PlayStation owners are more likely to be interested in artistic games than either the Wii or the Xbox 360. And Sony Senior Director of Digital Platforms, Jack Busser, continued the comments saying, "Our primary PSN audience is indeed more adult, and many of our best-selling titles appeal to this demographic. Many PlayStation PSN games have themes that require a user to think and feel about a deep, immersive gameplay experience, and we see that exemplified in the success of titles like Flower, Journey, and Heavy Rain. Titles like these can only be found on PlayStation, and users enjoy the emotional and thematic sophistication of their games, especially our digital offerings." Basically, it's ha-ha, you know, our stuff is better. You know, a little chest thumping. I was wondering what you guys think about the idea that there are more artistic or adult-oriented games on PlayStation.
Seriously? I don't think so. They just now starting to put games where you can use buttons. Like, when PlayStation
is that a shot at like a game like Flower, Donnie?
Well, it doesn't take much thinking in a lot of these PSN games.
I think
recent games that they're coming out with, like I'm gonna say within like the last maybe a year, half a year ago, they're starting to put more logic into these games, in the PSN games. But to me, it just basically using the left and right analog stick for more than most of the games that came out before then, and that didn't take much.
Okay, but you're taking away from these games because of their controller scheme? There's a lot going on in these games that is way beyond just buttons.
The more recent ones, yeah, I say that now, the more recent ones are a lot more. They're starting to put more buttons other than just the left and right analog stick. When it first came out, it wasn't just nothing but those two buttons, and I really didn't care for them. And I still really too much don't care about the PSN games too much because I say their story's not deep enough for me. You know, I like it to be told a story, like a real deep story. And to me, the stories ain't that deep to me. So.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just about the feelings that you get from the game. And it's something like Journey or Flower. Sometimes it's about interpretation of the story, making your own story, adding your own things. So it's not necessarily about always being fed a story. Sometimes you have to kind of take what's given to you and take it a little forward yourself.
I don't think so for me.
I don't know. Personally, I really agree with the fact that Sony's main fan base is a little more open to having video games that are not all meant for children. You know, they do have a bit more depth and are a bit more artistic. And you can tell that by just looking at the Xbox fair that's available as soon as you sign on. It's all cutesy bubblegum fun stuff. And Sony's not afraid to cater towards their adult fans.
Well, I mean, I think that Sony definitely takes a lot more, there are a lot more creative projects on PSN. I think there are more risks. Stuff like Papo and Yo coming up and The Unfinished Swan, stuff like that, and of course Journey. I just see a lot more creativity in the stuff on PlayStation than I do on Xbox. So I kind of agree with the comments. Not that necessarily they're more adult oriented, but I think that it's, you know, just maybe a little bit more artistic. I would have to say I agree with that. Tricky, you got any thoughts?
Not really. I think I think when it comes to the PlayStation and the Xbox, I do believe that you have more adult themed games on there because they're not, obviously Nintendo doesn't want to cross that barrier. I mean, they have, don't get me no fanboy wars, but the reality is as I wrote an article about this, video games are no longer for kids, and they do appeal to adults. But the cost of these systems, you really can't expect a parent to go out and spend $600 on a gaming system. The adults are buying these systems. The games are being made for adults. I think they're on par. As far as being artistic or not, I don't know. But, yeah, video games now are for kids, and it's always been that. It's going to be that way from now on as far as I'm concerned, and I see no problem with it.
Okay, so that is going to bring us to the end of another episode of Trophy Horse. Donnie, are we sponsored?
Yes, we are sponsored by a little company called Amazon.
Why do you let him do that every week?
Because I love to hear it. I would have that as my ringtone if I could get it.
I will make that ringtone and send it to you.
Awesome.
So he stops doing it.
I'm going to patch it in anyway.
All right. Well, basically, what we ask you to do is there's a Amazon link on our front page, provengamer.com. And if everyone shops at Amazon. We love Amazon. It's great. If you go to that link, you click on it, and then you do your shopping after that, it helps us out a little bit. All right. Guys, Lady Candace, do we have any shout outs this week?
Was that Lady? Did you say Lady?
I started out Lady, and then I was like, all right, Candace.
This Lady Candace here.
Sorry, I switched midstream. Sorry.
Nice.
All right.
I hope you do that in the bathroom.
Huh? Jokes and jokes and jokes.
All right. Well, anybody got any shout outs? Tricky. What about you? You got any shout outs you've been saving up?
Yeah, I tweeted on Twitter, asking people they want shout outs. I yield to no one, said he was going to take one before I'm not talking to him again, because apparently he's going to be calling in to do the contest and making fun of me. BlackCast903, Jax from, is she from BRB still or no?
No, she's never been at BRB.
Oh, okay.
She's with the Married Gamers, I believe.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, she said to give her one next week, but I'm going to give her one this week. I don't know why she wants me to give her one next week. And also from Twitter.
She probably didn't want to be associated with this episode.
Probably not. And also from Twitter, NM Rain. That's it.
Nice.
That's all. I'm done.
Donnie, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I got some shout-outs. I want to shout-out my man's T. Wayne. I miss you, man. I miss you. Also want to shout out this. I also want to shout out this chick from. I just seen a YouTube video of Laura 6683. She's playing the theme song to Metal Gear 4 with a violin, and it is rocking. So shout out to her. Keep it up. I want to look at that again. And always rolling, of course. Awesome J. Metal Gear. Everybody else has been playing.
All right, somebody's got to stop him soon. Candace, do you have any shout outs?
No. I'm really bad at this.
Donnie,
Alex, about, Tricky, Proven Gamer, oh, Trophy Horse.
Oh, okay. I could totally do that. Donnie's really great, and I like the way he says Amazon. And Alex is totally amazing, and he's one of my favorite people ever. And Tricky's okay, too.
You're okay.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. It's been a lot of fun.
You are welcome. Time.
I caught it.
Just got a couple shout outs. As always, everyone at BigRedBarrel.com, everyone on the community, everyone in the Proven Gamer community, all the listeners who listen to Trophy Horse, thank you for putting up with us every week. Also want to give a little shout out to Jason Simmons, J7521 on Twitter. Hell of a nice guy. Always brings the conversation to me. And also, I want to thank send a shout out to Candace once again for joining us. Thank you for putting up with our shenanigans on this oh-so-special episode 69. And, of course, as always, shout outs to my co-host, Donnie and Tricky. Donnie for being so willing to share himself with Tricky, and Tricky for bringing his theme song on every week.
Tricky for bringing his forehead along.
I thought it was my chin.
All right, well, guys, gals, listeners, if you all like the podcast, be sure to jump on the other Proven Gamer podcasts. We got Reset Gamer, we got the DCUO show, Gamer introduced the brand new show with Titanic Wang and Moonshiner, and then, of course, PG Spoilers, which, hey, it's not a regular thing, but when it comes out, it's pretty great. So we appreciate you listening to all the other podcasts. We also have Twitter pages, our personal Twitter pages. I am at Sondasaurus Rex. We have Donnie, who's at Yuntwist, Tricky, who's at Tricky Mick, and then, of course, Candace, at Candace Hates You. We also have the Trophy Horse Twitter page, at Trophy Horse. There's also a Trophy Horse Facebook, or a Proven Gamer Facebook page, Proven Gamer Steam group. We've got a Proven Gamer page on YouTube. And, hey, as always, we ask you that if you enjoy the show, or, you know, if you have any opinion at all, go on to iTunes and give us a rating. And, of course, visit ProvenGamer.com. where you can get great podcasts, and, you know, we also do some really great writing, too. So, Donnie, what's up with our phone number?
Yes, the phone number, for some reason, it might be like having a down tone when people try to pick it up and call it or something, because you're not calling in for the contest. People?
Can I do it? Can I enter the contest?
Absolutely.
Actually,
yes.
Now, the question is, who are you going to impersonate, or is it going to be
you?
Me.
That's what she said last week. She said she could do a perfect impression of you.
This
will be good.
It's on.
But
it's on.
Candace, I will warn you, it's not us choosing the winner. It's somebody.
Oh, I don't care.
It's somebody from outside the site, so.
Oh, I don't even care.
She just wants to impersonate me. How much does everyone want to bet that will show up somewhere in that impersonation?
You're just giving her more ammo right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's got more than enough ammo.
Okay, well, the number is 330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369. Also the title of the show.
And also, if you guys want to join that contest, it's for a PlayStation Vita, so you get a pretty sweet prize. Basically, you call in and you impersonate. You call that number and you impersonate one of the hosts of this show. Or, you know, co-host, any or guest host, anything you want to do, any one of us, you know, impersonate, hey, go ahead. So that brings us once again to the end of another episode of Trophy Horse. This is episode 69. We thank you guys for listening.
Peace out.
Happy trophy hunting. Happy trophy hunting, guys.
Motherfuck.
This is a show that doesn't end. Yes, it go on and on, my friend. Some people push the play button not knowing what it was, but we continue playing it forever just because this is a show that doesn't end. Yes, it go on and on, my friend. Some people push the play button not knowing what it was, but we continue playing it forever just because this is a show that doesn't end. Yes, it go on and on, my friend. Some people push the play button not knowing what it was, but we continue playing it forever just because this is a show that doesn't end. Yes, it go on and on, my friend. Some people push the play button not knowing what it was, but we continue playing it forever just because this is a show that doesn't end. Yes, it go on and on, my friend. Some people push the play button not knowing what it was, but we continue playing it forever just because this is a show that doesn't end.